When one says South America, you think of Brazil. Almost the entire continent, Brazil. Massive country, a beautiful country, a developing power in the world. Lord, give me Brazil. The denomination had no television stations in Brazil at all. They have a beautiful satellite network, but no way to get the signal to the public. So I started praying for Brazil. And then is when the miracle happened. 300 evangelical pastors signed a petition. They sent one of their pastors to Venezuela, where we were working, doing a Mark Finley, a live satellite event out of the Venezuelan Union. He tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "Would you come to Brazil with me?" And he showed me the paper with 300 signatures on it, and he said, "These pastors want your television station. Instead of just Spanish, they want it in Portuguese. Would you come to Brazil? Would you meet with them? Would you build, would you create a television network in Brazil?" My wife and I didn't need more work, but we prayed about it with him, and I decided to go. I went to Brazil. I went to Belo Horizonte, the city, the number third city of Brazil, Belo Horizonte. Beautiful. It means beautiful horizon. I went to Beautiful Horizon, and I met with the mayor. I met with some of these pastors, and they said, "Please, would you buy the station?" I said, "How much?" $1 million. I said, "Lord, I certainly don't need another debt. I just finished paying for one, and you're going to get me in debt again?" And God said, "Take it. You've been praying for it. It's yours." I got the message clearly enough. So I signed, and I wasn't happy. I wasn't joyful. I wasn't peaceful. Or should I say, I was at peace, but I wasn't joyful because it wasn't what I wanted to do. But as I was flying back, God spoke to me in my heart and in my soul, and He said, "Just like the little boy David went against Goliath, you've gone against this mighty country to capture it. You prayed for it. I've given it to you. You sign a document, you will get it." 2 weeks later, the payment was due, the down payment. One day before, the money came in. I don't know why God always sends that just 24 hours before. But the money came in, and they gave us a station, and we got on the air. We've been on the air for nearly a year now. Of that $1 million station, we've been able to pay $500,000, and another $200,000 is coming in a few days. And we've all suffered. We've all been through difficult times. But God's fingerprint, God's peace has been on everyone. Everybody knows it's God's station. The South American division recently sent a team of people to Belo Horizonte to do documentaries on all the people that have walked into the church. Entire families, even other pastors from other denominations that have come to the conviction that Jesus is coming back and He is to be honored through keeping all of His commandments. It doesn't stop with one station. It goes into a different stage now. After 1 year on the air, I received another phone call. This time it wasn't from the number third city, it was from the number one city, the third largest city in the world. 22 million people live in Sao Paulo. It's a massive city. I received a phone call saying, "Would you come meet with us? I'm an owner of a television network that covers a large part of Brazil. Would you come meet with me? I'm aware of your other station in Belo Horizonte, and I want to talk to you." So I went to talk to him. We met in this beautiful building, gorgeous building, up on the third floor. He had a boardroom, views, windows, in one of the most prestigious parts of town. We sat there and he said, "I've been watching your station. I like your programming. I have a network that has 17 stations, and I want to sell you this network. Would you be interested?" I would never say no to that. I'm incapable of saying no to an opportunity after I've learned so much about what God can do. So I said, "Yes, I'm interested." He said, "I'll send you all the information." He did. Initially, he was asking $24 million. I sat on it for a while. I wasn't totally at ease with that. But I said, "Lord, I'll pray about it." And several months went by. I was getting ready to go to Colombia for a week of prayer, and I received the phone call. "David, are you interested in this network? Because we have another offer now from a televangelist, one of those evangelists that heals people, knocks them down and shouts and so on. And he's offering $16 million for 80% of the station. But I know you want all of it. I know you want 100%. You have first bids on it. You want it or not?" I said, "Yes, I do." "Then send your man." Well, I went on to Colombia.